You're traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are only that of the imagination. You're entering the Twilight Zone.
Imaginations run wild, especially during the spooky season. Welcome aboard the Avery Beth Arquette Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Made it to Friday. It is our Friday coffee clatch, the Fall Follies edition. We'll take on the crazy cultural sideshow with some of the more offbeat stories of the week, including the Microsoft karma kerfuffle. Don Grisham getting into it, some controversial words about, of all things, child pornography. Ouch. And a couple of domestic divas, Stewart versus Paltrow. Whose side are you on? We'll talk. Get you in the mix, too, if you're listening live on Friday, October 17th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east. Number up and running at 347-857-4505. Twitter feed also available for you at AB Wright. Show today being brought to you in part by PopNet. It's arts, culture, conversation, online, on the air, the new improved PopNet, and by Sherwin-Williams. If you're sprucing up for fall, it's time to save on paint, stains, and other supplies at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Also by the Oak Center for Lifelong Learning. It's never too late to embrace your dreams. Live the life you've always wanted. Find out more at oakcenterlearning.org. We've got some inspiration along the way and some great tunes, too. Thanks for your requests. A couple of spooky treats. Little Halloween appetizers all coming your way. Because after all, it is time of the season when the zombies come out from behind their cubicles. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arquette Show.
Of the season when love runs high in the dark, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hand
to take you in this time to
promise land
to show you everyone.
Like me, as you take her
anytime
to show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Thank you.
time of inconvenience. Compassion fails me with this meanness in the air. City streets are filled with violence. So we close our doors to the city and pretend that it's not there. Here I go again, back out on these mean streets. The evil seems to cling to the souls of my feet. Cause I'm living in a time of inconvenience, in an inconvenient time. Nothing in this land. Here I am, one lonely woman on these mean streets. The right to life, man, has become my enemy. But living in a time of inconvenience, living in convenient times. And I've turned my cheek as my history fades while the clock ticks away.
On the Amy Beth Arquie Show of Beauty from her Flyer Compendium. Early Halloween, here's one for Ronaldo. It's the Fifth Estate and Ding Dong. You know who is dead.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch all witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. I hold a very old, say it,
Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go before. He knows, he knows, no way. feeling so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. When they just don't go, when they go too slow.
I'll agree there's a different vibe on a Monday and a Friday. Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind on the Amy Beth Argui Show, and Ding Dong, the Wicked Witch is Dead from the Fifth Estate as we get into that Halloween groove. And don't forget, coming up on October 31st, it's a Friday this year, we'll have our second annual Spooktacular featuring all your favorite Halloween requests. So if you have a spooky tune you're just dying to hear, request it. Get it into us via Twitter at AB Writes, the hashtag Spooktacular, or you can do so via the website, amybethargui.com. Please do so by October 20th so that Trudy, Aurora, and the gang at TCS will have time to load our Halloween crypt with all kinds of musical goodies. Get ready, it's going to be a fabulous show. We'll have lots of fun. On the Twitter feed today at AB Writes so far, Shay chiming in. Love the Friday Coffee Clatch. Great songs, great vibe, speaking of which. And Nixie says, loving the tunes. Well, thank you so much. Reach out and add your 2 cents, too. Well, a couple of folks got into trouble the last few days. John Grisham, making news, the best-selling author who's also an attorney, made some comments to the London Telegraph at an interview the other day where he said that a lot of people, a lot of white guys in the U.S. are in jail for just stumbling upon pornography. I'm not so sure if that's true. He pretty much said that we have prisons now filled with guys my age, 60-year-old white guys in prison who have never harmed anybody and would never touch a child. He says, but they go online one night and started surfing around, probably had too much to drink or whatever, and pushed the wrong buttons and went too far and got into child porn. They deserve some type of punishment, but 10 years in prison? Yes. Well, of course, this didn't sit well with a lot of people. And then, of course, he issued an apology on his website and said that he didn't mean that. He doesn't condone any kind of pedophilia or anything against children. So, ouch. You got to be careful what you say. And I think some people are now saying that officials should be checking John Grisham's hard drive. Is that going too far, do you think? Weigh in at AB Writes. Speaking of someone who got a big Twitter backlash with some of the comments he made, oi, you don't have to be smart, I guess, to be a CEO, or at least not savvy. Satya Nadella, who's the CEO of Microsoft, at the end of last week during a conference, suggested that if women trust the system, they will be rewarded, no need to ask for a raise. Yeah, he said, you should just sit down and do your work, and the raise will come to you. That, quote, he says, might be one of the additional superpowers that, quite frankly, women who don't ask for the raises have. He said, because that's good karma. It will come back. Yeah, don't just be good at your jobs. You also have to have some superpowers, channeling things. Well, you know, if you think about it, and studies have shown this to be true, women who are more qualified tend to wait longer before they assert themselves and ask for a raise or a promotion, where guys who are less qualified pretty much hit the job running. You know, 30 minutes later, they're already in the office looking for a raise because guys are trained to be more assertive and women are more trained to just do the work and hope that somebody will notice, and that doesn't always get you very far. Well, of course, there was a big Twitter kerfuffle, including someone who wrote, Dear Karma, we have a list of women you missed. Christine Quinn, who was the former New York City council president and former mayoral candidate, said karma doesn't pay the bills. Turns out what women really need is a raise. Sarah Michelle said, really? Women shouldn't ask for a raise? I'm sorry, I totally thought this was 2014. Well, of course, that made Nadella backpedal, and he sent out his own tweet, which said, I was inarticulate, RE, how women should ask for a raise. Our industry must close gender pay gap, so a raise is not needed because of a bias. Mm-hmm. You think? Oh, well, yes, I thought we were living in 2014, too, but sometimes it's 2014, the way of 1963. Here's Bobby Sherman on the A.B. Bitter Show.
Hey, little woman, please make up your mind. You've got to come into my world and leave your world behind. Come on now.
Na, 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 na.
Sunshine, even when I'm standing in the rain. Something happens that I can't explain when I hear your name, but you can't help it that you're always chasing rainbows in your mind. There's so much I want to say to you, and there's so little time. Hey, little woman, please make up your mind. You've got to come into my world and leave your world behind. When you're walking down a busy street and I'm not there, is my picture hanging in your mind, walking with you there? That's how it is in my world, girl. You're with me all the time. Why don't you come into my world and leave your world behind? Hey, little woman, please make up your mind. You've got to come into
Why is it you can't hear songs like that on the radio, Johnny?
You gotta turn it on.
Instant Karma, the button-up or Microsoft Karma kerfuffle set. Also a couple from years gone by, resonating oh so well in this story. Helen Reddy's 70s anthem, I Am Woman, and Bobby Sherman from the early Mad Men days in the early 60s, mid-60s. Hey, Little Woman, on the Amy Beth Orkowitz Show. At the Twitter feed at AB Writes, a couple of feisty folks. Carolina says, I think the Microsoft CEO's Dharma ran over his karma. Watch out. And Sven says, back to the 50s we go. It was a simpler time, wasn't it, Sven? It was. Reach out with your comments at AB Writes or the phone line 347-857-4505. Some people just never learn, and some people can't let it go. Have you heard about Martha Stewart? Well, she apparently is, I guess the domestic diva has had a thing, a little thing going on against Gwyneth Paltrow, the actress turned lifestyle guru. And in the November issue of Martha Stewart Living, she kind of Stokes it a bit. The issue features a six-page spread on traditional food pairings titled Conscious Coupling, a not-all-subtle dig at Paltrow, who referred to her split with ex Chris Martin as conscious uncoupling. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, the spread's intro makes reference to couples who stay together despite their differences. According to Salon, here's the quote, "Every Thanksgiving table should be blessed with the presence of a long-married pair who bring out the best in each other, are completely enamored despite their differences, and leave every other guest thinking, I'll have what they're having. Our holiday pays honor such So there's a pleasant mix of textures and flavors in every bite. No matter how you slice partnerships, each spotlighting the perfect marriage of crust and filling, these six irresistible desserts, there's a whole lot to love. So there you go. Martha Stewart, who, by the way, I don't think had a successful marriage herself. So there she goes, taking on aim at poor Gwyneth Paltrow. No word on whether Paltrow will retaliate, but you can bet this will not be the end of this story. They're both killer domestic queens. Weigh in, whose side, Stewart or Paltrow? On the Twitter feed at AB Writes.
Just like Marie Antoinette.
Thank you.
pies and all things nice might be in Martha Stewart's pies, but not her serpic wit. The Searchers on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and Queen's Killer Queen. So whose side are you on, Martha Stewart or Gwyneth Paltrow? Weigh in at the Twitter feed at AB Writes. A couple of feisty folks out there today, I'll tell you. Shelley says, what did Shelley say? Raise it for me, Aurora. There we go. Sorry, we lost our spot. Shelley says, Gwyneth may be insipid, but she's not as mean-spirited as Martha Stewart. Ooh, all right. Krim says, if I'm having a bad day, I just remember that Martha Stewart went to prison and gained street cred, and that makes me smile. Really? Maybe she can give some advice to Teresa Giudice. Curtis says, I bet Martha Stewart and Gwyneth are right now clinking glasses of mulled apple cider from their respective organic orchards and chuckling. You think it's a conspiracy? Is that what you're saying? Interesting. Martha Stewart or Gwyneth Paltrow, weigh in at the Twitter feed at AB Writes or on the studio line, 347-857-4505. It's all in good fun. That's what Martha would say, right? All in good fun. On the other hand, Gwyneth might say, you got to change your evil way. Here's Santana's Our Friday Coffee Clatch. Rolls on.
Running and hiding all over. think, Sally. When the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch, we'll be here to see him. What's that? I hear the great pumpkin.
Well, my house has just been TP'd. All my windows have been sold. Flaming dog dew's on my front porch. My car is covered in egg yolk. If I catch that guy, he's gonna die. I've seen seven Dr. Evils. I've seen many me galore. I've seen 18 Ozzy Osbournes. Harry Potter's by the score. And do you know why? Unconscious in a diabetic shock. It's Halloween. The time for kids to make the scene. The doorbell keeps ringing all night.
One house that the lights are out, they're hiding in the basement, right? Halloween's coming on the A.B. Bethurkiewicz Show. We'll have our spooktacular on Halloween, Friday, October 31st. So get your songs in. We'll load up the crypt with all your musical goodies. Tell us about it at A.B. Writes by October 20th, or do so at the website abbethurkiewicz.com. That's also the place to go. Should you want to be a guest in the show as we're rounding out our November and December schedules, always looking for compelling storytellers from authors to filmmakers, musicians to social commentators, theater folks, justice and personal growth experts, too. It's amybetharkaway.com. Coming up on Tuesday, we will revisit Scary Town with fellow author J.P. Choquette, author of the Green Mountain Thrillers, and Kevin Lindemuth, the horror movie maven. We'll talk about movies and stories and songs as we continue our celebration of the spooky season. And next Friday, we'll meet Charles Salzberg. He is a crime author of the Swan series, his latest, Swan's Lake of Desire, is going to be out soon. So we will talk about that and the writing process, etc. That's next week. All right, so let's get back to what we're talking about today on the Friday Coffee Clatch. It's all things go, all the crazy stories in the world. Of course, not such a crazy story. It's a sad and a troubling story for so many people, the Ebola outbreak. Apparently, President Obama has just appointed Ron Klain as the Ebola czar. He will oversee, I guess, the government handling of all these issues and decimation of information. He is the former chief of staff for Vice President Joe Biden. Before that, worked for Al Gore and Fannie Mae. Not a doctor. We don't have a surgeon general because nobody can come up with the right, apparently the original person they wanted to put into the as the new surgeon general was shot down by the NRA, and some people think he's not qualified, but we don't have anybody. So anyway, we'll see what happens. We wish the best to the people who are suffering from it and hope it doesn't spread further. I'm not really sure where I stand on the idea of travel restrictions and travel bans. I know some people are against it. I think maybe for cautionary purposes it makes sense. I don't know. If you want to weigh in on that, by all means, this is not that heavy a duty show. If you CNN has it around the clock, so they're more expert at that kind of subject than we can handle here. But it's something that's troubling for sure, and I know it's on a lot of people's minds and may change the way you work through your world on a daily basis in the near future if it is not really held under control. And I don't want to be hysteric like some of these people who are, but it's a problem, and it is concerning and troubling for sure. And I also saw, while we're talking about Halloween, that there are some places where you can actually buy like hazmat suit or Ebola suits. I think maybe not exactly in great taste. Just like that skit they did about Ebola on Saturday Night Live. Not really. No. You need what is the old formula? You know, tragedy plus time equals comedy. You need some more time to get away from this before it will actually be funny. Right now we're in the thick of it, and there's nothing funny about it. The midterm elections. Now, that could be funny. It also could be questionable about whether this Ebola hysteria will inform the midterms. I don't know. Where do you stand on that? For a long time, the consensus was that the Republicans would, in fact, take back the Senate. I'm not so sure. I think it probably will happen. It may be closer than people think. It might not be by as many seats. There are some races that are still too close to call. So we'll see what happens. And what about that Fangate business down in Florida the other day with Charlie Crist, who used to be the governor of Florida, is now running as an independent, I guess, or is he running as a Democrat? I'm not sure. And the other one is the current Republican Governor Scott, who didn't show up, refused to come out on the stage for about 7 minutes because Charlie Crist had a fan to keep himself cool under his podium, and apparently in the debate contract they worked out, there were supposed to be no fans. So Scott was protesting, but he finally got cajoled to come on the stage, and then he said, well, he thought Charlie Crist wasn't going to show, which made no sense, so the guy can't ad-lib either. So that one is also apparently too close to call. But the one that I was looking at for a while, and which looked like there was some hope for possibly a turnover, although it doesn't look likely at this point, is in Kentucky, with Mitch McConnell, who is running for the umpteenth time, and apparently is not that popular, but he always wins, against a fairly up-and-coming, popular, I think she's the Secretary of State in, or the Attorney General, one or the other in Kentucky, Alison Grimes. And she's kind of a bright star and doing pretty well as a Democrat, and she came very close. They're neck and neck in a couple of polls. He's a little ahead. She was ahead a little bit early on at one point. I think they're kind of neck and neck, but I think, you know, because Kentucky is so deep red, he probably will go to McConnell. The problem with Alison Grimes, and I think she's done okay on the campaign trail from what we've seen, I think she did all right in the one debate they had, but I think she's kind of, you know, she's very skittish on the topic of whether she voted for President Obama or not. People asked her a few times, and she uses the old catch-all, nobody knows who anybody votes for, or everybody has the right to vote in private, that whole nonsense. You're a Democrat? I can't imagine you didn't vote for President Obama. You don't. What you can do artfully craft it by saying, yes, I voted for him. I believe that he stands for things that need to be changed and the right things. I don't agree with him on everything. That's the way you phrase it. You don't have to run away from it. The same thing with running away from Obamacare, which in Kentucky is called Kentucky Care, and apparently that has been working well. But they don't like Obamacare, so when they're polled, do you like Kentucky Care or Kentucky Connect or whatever it's called, or Obamacare, they like the Kentucky plan. They don't like Obamacare. It's the same exact thing. So my view on Ms. Grimes is, I know it's a rock and a hard place, but just say it. Say it. Come out and say it. Be honest. And maybe, just maybe, she can pull off a win. Weigh in, A.B. writes.
Kentucky woman, she shines with her own kind of light. She looks at you once in a day, that's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you, she goes to own you. Kentucky woman, well, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turns you on just the same. And she loves me. God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you, she goes to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Good love there beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. One girl and life is
Republican? No, I'm a Democrat.
Not me. I'm a pedestrian.
You love watching C-SPAN, but wish someone would put it all to music. Well, just in time for the midterm elections, it's a new album. Let's hear a cut from House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Here in the House, fall term's begun. What are the odds we'll get something done? Things still are strange, we've had no luck. I start to cry, but my face is stuck. Obamacare's been rough, but nothing to compare. In Congress, we are dealing with John Boehner. Speaker of the House, twisting every arm, kind of like Newt Gingrich, but without the charm. Pinned right to the mat, fighting Democrats, getting things through Congress is like herding cats. Who cares if the budget busted? We all keep our job somehow. When the Congress goes to work, the public always gets the twerk. But I won't be a jerk if you'll let me be the Speaker of the House. But it's not just the lower body. Nancy Pelosi also sings along with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. When you had the speaker's seat, the nation was in sync. But Boehner took it all away as fast as you can blink. Obama's second term has hope, but every move he makes, the GOP just slows us down by pumping on the brakes. Oh, voters, give us one more chance
to show you that we love
you. Won't you please vote D back in the House?
Pelosi.
I wash that spray tan off it for good. I want you back. And just when you thought the midterm couldn't get any more exciting, here comes Joe Biden with a plan to save the Senate.
Hey, you know, this is just crazy. We're going to have to make an appeal to the voters because we make a great team.
I've got the legal expertise.
And I can unite House Democrats.
And I am here too. There ain't no good in our goodbye.
Liberals gotta keep on trying.
Let's hang on to what we got, though you know we have not done squat.
Gotta show the right for meanness.
Hang on, hang on, hang on to what we've got.
They say they're gonna make the Senate flip, gonna take it back from Harry's iron grip.
Take it back.
Who cares how bad the day
is? Take it back.
We hope you'll just forget it. There isn't anything we wouldn't do. Give gay immigrants a bag of cash or two.
Leaning left.
The nation stands behind
leaning
us. Leaning left. Failure, please don't remind us. Maybe.
Don't say no.
Maybe.
Take it slow.
As the leader, I'll say yay.
Let's hang on.
When
it's hot. What's at stake? Well, it's quite a lot.
Let's put fun back in dysfunction.
Hang on, hang on,
on for one more shot.
Get your copy today. Warning may cause voter apathy.
Putting the fun back in dysfunction. The Capitol steps in midterm madness on the Amy Beth Orkney Show. Get out and vote. It's important to do so even in the midterms because, if nothing else, if you do vote, then you earn the right to complain. If you sit it out, and I've only sat out one or two local-type elections in my days, and then I can't complain. I still do, but not really right. So get out there and vote. It's important. Whichever way you want to do it, and it's important to preserve the voting rights as well. As we saw, some of those voting rights eroded with many of the tenets from the Voting Rights Act of 65 knocked down from the Supreme Court in a time when so many Republican governors and Republican folks are trying to curtail the rights for people to vote, which I just find as an American abhorrent. I don't care whether you're voting Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, Libertarian Party, whatever you want to do. The point is everybody has the right to vote and should have access to it. We fought for that. It should be important to do it. Unfortunately, a lot of people do sit home and they do give in to voter apathy. That's on them. But the fact is people should have the right to vote and the opportunity and access to do it. It shouldn't make it harder. We should make it easier, or at least as easy as it's always been, if you know what I mean. That's my spiel. That's my soapbox for the day. It is Amy Beth Orkney Show. I want to give an inspiration to action. Shout out to Claudia, who says she's working on a chapbook of poetry, and what a lovely letter she sent us. Said, I can't begin to tell you how you've helped me recognize and re-embrace my talents and my passions. It's been too long. That's on me. But you have helped me realize not to blame myself and not to worry about the days gone by and the opportunities missed, but to keep going and embrace what's ahead. I'm doing it now, and I thank you for getting me in the right direction. Well, thank you, Claudia. What a great letter. I really appreciate that. I'm glad it's working for you. Please keep going and let us know as your journey progresses. Hey, by the way, if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, I'd love to hear you. Hear about it. Love to give you a shout-out because it's well-deserved. You need that pat in the back, and it also can help spur other folks on. Reach out to the website, amybetharkawi.com. That's also the place if you need a creativity coaching and counseling conversation to start. A little cajoling in the right direction. First one is always on me. And, hey, while you're there, why not peruse the Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, My Stories? Great time to get into the series in October because the first one, Killing Time, takes place around Halloween. So find out more. Both Killing Time and Dead Silent are available for ebook and paperback at the website, amybetharkawi.com. So we're going to celebrate another luminary of rock and roll, Paul Simon, who celebrated his birthday earlier this week. He's 71 years old, and we'll have a few great songs from Ryman Simon. This one is a request for Tommy. He just loves this one. Always looking for the Queen of Corona. It's me and Julio down by the schoolyard. I'm Amy Beth Orkney Show.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Or what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the Queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Corona, see See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Thank you. people in the checkout line see what's in their basket, and I wouldn't trade places with anyone, none of them, 'cause I'd like to get to know you again. Yes, I'd like to get to know.
From Edie Brickell and her hubby, Paul Simon, on the Amy Beth Darkwi Show. They recorded and hastily put that one out after their little domestic disturbance last summer. Nothing to see here. Everything was fine. And Paul Simon, the birthday boy, plus a couple of days with a couple of solo tunes, That Was Your Mother, and Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. Love to see longevity in rock and roll, that's for sure. Speaking of longevity, Tony Bennett, how about that? Number one album with Lady Gaga, Cheek to Cheek, 88 years old, record-breaking, and still sounding so great. I mean, Sinatra was singing in his 80s, but, you know, he was talking and warbling through the songs. Tony Bennett is so sharp and so good, and it just shows you if you love what you do, you can do it for a very long time. So embrace your dreams, embrace that passion. It'll keep you young and keep you vigorous. You got to do it. You got to do it. You just do. Just do it, please. Weigh in at the Twitter feed at AB Writes or the phone line 347-857-4505. A couple of hearty irregulars checking in. Johnny Fever's Hangover. I'll give you a shout-out back, as he says. Great show as usual, AB. Love it. Thank you, Johnny Fever's Hangover. And Marie says, good show. Really enjoy the tunes and the comments. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I do appreciate the feedback. Don't forget, by the way, if you miss a show or don't hear it live, you can always catch it on podcast. All the shows are archived at the Blog Talk Radio site. You can follow the Amy Beth Arkwi Show there. Download episodes at iTunes, NetNow, or at the website, amybetharkwi.com. And we got a phone call, right? 347-857-4505. Trudy, you want to through the caller? Hey there, welcome to the
Hello,
show.
Hello, yes. Is this a DJ?
Yeah.
My name's Kurt. I don't usually advertise this, but, well, I have kind of a psychic ability. And I can see into the future. And, well, this morning I got a very bad vibe about your show. I wanted to call and warn you. It was
something about
what I saw was you getting a phone call in the air at about this time from a very strange, disturbed person. It's kind of a low voice, and he's going to pull the show down, you know, stop the momentum. So just wanted to call and warn you about taking a call from this guy, this nut, this whomever he is. Oh, okay?
Okay, Kurt. Thanks a lot. I can drag my own show down. Thank you very much. We can pick it up, too. Here's Elvis Costello on the Amy Beth Arkwi Show.
All of us are here to stay.
used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money. They throw Grandpa to whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Dear thieves, tramps and thieves, we hear it from the people of the town. They call us dear thieves, tramps and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
These trans and thieves share on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. They come around on the Halloween. And our spooktacular, don't forget to get your requests and dedications in. Do so via Twitter at Amy Writes with the hashtag spooktacular or on the website, amybetharkowitz.com. Try to do it by October 20th so we can get you into the mix for our second annual spooktacular on Friday, October 31st. Trudy Aurora and the TCS Grang, the army that keeps us going. You miss out, it might be a heartbreak. Here's Hunter Hayes.
I'd love to know just what you're thinking. Every little river running through your mind. You give and you take, you come and you go. You leave me here wondering if I'll ever know how much you care or how much you don't. Whatever you need, whatever you want. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, if you're gonna be somebody's mistake, if you're gonna be somebody's first time, somebody's last time, baby, be mine. If you're looking to be somebody's just friends, a little life, a little love, and never call it again, that's just fine. If you're gonna better than two without. Oh, I won't be a fool, but I can't play it cool, so I'm playing it safe, and I'm breaking the rules. I'm wishing I had what I know that you got, so if you're coming my way, then please don't stop. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, if you're gonna be somebody's mistake, if you're gonna be somebody's first time, somebody's last time, baby, be mine. If you're looking to be somebody's just friend, a little laugh, a little love, and never call it again, that's just fine. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, be mine.
first time or the last time. Baby, be mine. If two can be somebody's just friends, laugh a little, love and never calling again, that's just fine. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak,
all these years. Another great one from the birthday boy, Paul Simon. And on the other end of the spectrum, young Hunter Hayes, Somebody's Heartbreak. There's a young man that Justin Bieber can look up to, Hunter Hayes, around the same age, I think, as Bieber. Hasn't gotten into any trouble with the law, as far as I know. No arrests, no property damage. He's just making his way in the country and pop world. as a great singer and performer. So pay attention, Justin. You can get there, too. The Amy Beth Darkly Show, still a couple of people rolling in on the Twitter feed, and I really love it because more people listen on podcasts, so it's always fun when you do. Edgar Allan Brose says on the Martha Stewart Gwyneth Paltrow business, I like to imagine Martha Stewart watching Gwyneth Paltrow cooking, a cool hanging out of her mouth, and saying, you're the type who dies in prison. Renee says, Gwyneth may be good, but she's no match for the weaponized Martha Stewart. lots of fun and lots of things to start talking about, which I'm sure that's what the whole point of the deal was, I guess. Thanks so much for playing with us. Love it in real time on the Twitter feed and the phone calls. Don't forget you can catch the podcast of all the Amy Beth Darkly shows at the Blog Talk Radio site. Also download episodes of iTunes and NetNow and the website, amybetharkly.com. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at AB Writes. And thank you so much going out to Trudy Aurora, ML at TCS headquarters. On Monday, we will visit Scary Town with J.P. Choquette, author of the Green Mountain Thrillers, and horror movie maven Kevin Lindermuth. On Friday, you'll meet crime writer Charles Salzberg, author of the latest, Swan's Lake of Despair. I got the name right. I just finished it. It's actually a fine book. We will talk, and hope you have yourself a great weekend, whatever you do, wherever you go. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big. Come back and see us on the Amy Beth Darkly Show. I say it, sashay out of town, on Mark Cohn's Ghost Train. Take care now.
Everybody talks about some fateful day. And I guess that this was mine. I may be here to tell some kind of story, but I think it's gonna take a little time. That's alright. See, I'm rocking in a cradle out of hall somewhere, and I am lost inside. Maybe I am falling, maybe I am flying, but I know if I am crying, she's holding me. And then the sky broke up, and then the rain came down, and it washed away everything on the ground. Wash it away, wash it away. That bottle filled with lightning and rain.